her.
Afternoon, Captain. Some gentleman just came aboard. He's asking to see you. Looks noble-born, I'd say.
Oh, joy. You better send him in, Jones. And close the door behind you.
Aye, aye, Captain. Right this way, sir. Captain will see you now.
Welcome aboard the Cavalluccio, Your Grace. Can I offer you a drink? Tea, perhaps? Or would you prefer something stronger? I do have a bottle of that, actually. One moment. There. Salute. Now, Your Grace, I'm assuming you are not here for a simple social call. I take it you have a job to offer me? Yes, Your Grace, the Cavalluccio is very fast. I dare say she's one of the fastest ships in the sky. Though I will admit to being a tad biased. Sir, you're dancing around the issue. What is it that you want? Cargo transport is certainly within my wheelhouse. What would I be transporting, and to where? You plan on coming with us to ensure your cargo arrives safely. I'm a little insulted, but very well. What is this cargo? A box. Your Grace, if you wish to charter my vessel, I must insist on knowing the contents of this box. Far too many captains have been burned by not knowing what they are transporting. Lift crystals? Brand new ones? Oh, I can handle it, Your Grace. But I'm sure you're aware that selling lift crystals to other cities requires a license. One that I take it you don't have. Thought not. Now where exactly were those crystals going? I'm sorry, Your Grace. I must have misheard you. Because there is no possible way you just said Lucian. With all due respect, are you completely mad? That city is full of degenerate, murderous lunatics. The closest thing they have to a leader is whichever one of them has the biggest sword. They will open fire on anyone for anything. I once saw a bar fight escalate until the patrons were shooting at each other with pistols and stabbing each other with steak knives. Unless your profit margin is obscene, I cannot recommend... How much? Who in the hell... No, frankly, Your Grace, I don't want to know. Anyone willing to pay that much for a crate of lift crystals is either a fool or desperate. And neither make for calm journeys. I'm sorry, Your Grace, but you will have to find someone else to transport your goods. There is nothing you can say to make me take that risk. While I don't doubt you can offer substantial rewards, that does not change the fact that this would be extremely dangerous. And what other incentives could you offer? Money? Favors. There are few things worth risking life and limb for, and I doubt you have anything on you that can convince me otherwise. Why are you suddenly standing so close to me? Yes, Your Grace, you are most attractive, and your outline is impressive, but I fail to see... My word. Are you offering yourself in payment? Why, never. Last time I got an offer like that was down on the docks. Some swaggering rent boy offered to show me heaven for a few coin. He more than lived up to his promise. And you plan to do the same? Oh, Your Grace, you are very welcome to try. Let me see you. That waistcoat is doing wonders to that chest of yours. Let's see what you look like without it. Come here. Let me taste those lips. Not bad at all. Let me feel that chest. Very nice. Like that? You really are a man whore yourself, aren't you? Oh, don't take offense, Your Grace. Whores are vastly underrated people. Your hand feels good. But wouldn't you like to reach inside? That's it. Do the buttons on my trousers. Feel how wet I am. That's a good boy. I shall do the same. Oh, Your Grace. You seem to be happy with your current situation. Now then, I should ask, what are you offering? Where should we put this whore pipe? Jumping right to that, are we? Well, it seems you need a few lessons in negotiation. I think we'll start with tipping the velvet. I want to know how talented that tongue really is. Undress me, Your Grace, and throw me on the desk. But see if you can best that tramp from the docks. My money is on him. You're not half bad at this, Your Grace. Use your fingers. None of this one-finger business. Stick two inside my tight, wet cunt. Oh, Your Grace. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, do so, and I may return the favor. Oh, good boy. No, come here and kiss me. That cock up against me. Oh, fuck. I can feel it throbbing. Yes, Your Grace. Fuck me with that hard cock. That's it. Do you like watching my tits bounce as you thrust? Yes. You may touch them. Oh, yes. Squeeze them. Oh, that's it. Oh. 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 You're gonna make me come again, Your Grace. Oh. 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 Come on. Make me come. Oh, feel me squeeze tight around you. Enjoyed that. Oh. Oh. Yeah. But what about you? Well, I am a woman of my word. You've done your part, and now I shall do mine. Pull out and hop up on this desk, Your Grace. Good. Why, yes, I have done this before. I'm better at this than you expected. Since I've made a nobleman moan like a whore. Oh. Give me your cum, Your Grace. That's it. Drain your cock down my throat. Good boy. Well, that was spectacular. All right then, Your Grace. You have yourself an airship. The Cavalluccio will be ready to fly tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. sharp. Will that suffice? Excellent. In that case, I will see you tomorrow. Jones, get in here.
Captain?
Recall the men from shore leave. I want the ship ready by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Aye, aye, sir. Where are we going?
Lucian. Oh, and warn the crew we'll be having company. Get the guest quarters made up.
Aye, Captain. I take it you and the gentleman came to some sort of arrangement?
Some sort, yes. See to it, Jonesy. I have a course to plot.